12 years ago when my wife was killed. So the vay was soon afterwards, and I had a severe migraine headache. I laid down in bed and I asked her before cats, who was in my house, amongst others, to sit down and take a piece of paper, and whatever I say, whatever words come out of my mouth, I should just write them down on a piece of paper. I had to be masmid and I couldn't prepare. So different machshavos were coming to my mind, and he wrote them down on my 2-minute ride to Levaya. I looked through the paper. So this morning when I heard the Surah Neiro, the forecast wasn't in my house, and all sorts of machshavos were going through my mind. What would I say? Chashon, not be masmid for a little bit. At this point, I'm totally drained out for the day, cried out, drained out. I don't know exactly what to say. Because I was called to ask if we're going to say Abad, I said, how can we not say Abad? I don't know what we could say in the Abad. At that time, I was told that when the Yeshiva, the Kohen Lebracha, heard the Basura, about my Rebbetzin, the words that came out of his mouth were Mishpatecha Tohim Rabo. The Havana Mishpatecha Tohim Rabo, a young woman taking her child to Cheder to be run over by a tractor in the street. Mishpatecha Tohim Rabo. Over those same words, it's Hargosha now also. What's Mishpatecha Tohim Rabo? What's supposed to be before? What's supposed to be? And I realized I was speaking to someone way back from about an hour ago, on the way back from Beis Eilon, from the Chashuvei Avreichim Yeshiva, that the Bochum aren't connected that way, perhaps. No, the Bochum don't feel that way. I share with you a Maisa. Years ago, it was Taka the year that Yeshiva became Rosh Yeshiva, but it was before that Wintersman, 22 years ago, before he became Rosh Yeshiva, before Yeshiva Venish was Nifter. A Bocher in Yeshiva was Nifter suddenly. He left his Chavrusa second Seder, never came back. They found his body the next morning in the bathroom. And during the Shiva then, there was a kenes in the upstairs in the main building. And I remember the Yeshiva Zichron Lebracha, who wasn't yet Rosh Yeshiva, saying the words, Echod, Mechabura Shemeis, Yidagu Kol Chabura. Yidu Dikra Maimer, Chazal, Echod Mechabura Shemeis, if one from the Chabura dies, Yidagu Kol Chabura. And of course, right away, the thoughts went through my mind and probably many others' minds, Echod Mechabura. This is a Bocher who came to Yeshiva two and a half months ago from England. We don't know him, he doesn't know us. And the Rishiva said the next words, he said, Ah, Yoltaina, the Bocher Bechlal didn't know you. He only here in the Yeshiva, he didn't know you. He said, a Bocher is a mere Yeshiva 2.5 months, whatever the amount of time was. The Bocher is a mere Yeshiva 2.5 months, and he didn't know you. Oi, Yidagu Kol HaChabura. Oi, Yidagu Kol HaChabura. That says by the Rosh Yeshiva, this is before he was Rosh Yeshiva. The Nekuda of Echot, Kol HaChabur, how could it be a Bocher could be in Mir Yeshiva for 2 months and he didn't know you, younger man? How could it be? Oy, Yidagu Kol HaChabur. So, Alachas Kama V'Kama V'Kama. And Rosh Yeshiva Alein. The kesher, if we don't feel that kesher, the only way to react to it is oi. We said over in the Hespeid in the story that Kreisler, Zichron Lebracha, Kreisler came to visit Rosh Yeshiva years ago, 15 years ago, he was a young Rosh Yeshiva. If you might have, he was probably younger than Rosh Yeshiva Blazi Yodel. And after visiting, Kreisler was a gadol ma'od, a zokein. On the way out, his malava asked him, why why did you come to the yeshiva? You come to such a young Rosh Yeshiva to visit? Not the normal zach. I mean, maybe Rosh should come to you as a Christ, I should go visit once in Sifinko. So Christ answered, if I heard correctly, that a Rosh Yeshiva that has 3,000 Talmidim, and he knows the name of every one of them, I shouldn't go be mevaker him. So they told it over to the Nosan Tzvi Zichron Lebrocha. And he said, I don't know if I remember all of their names, but I for sure love in each and every one of them. I was talking about this mindset to the younger man I was talking to before on the way back. I said, I'm going to say that line, it's a Shein Azog. Nice thing. You have to know who said it. But when you discover that Bez Hashem and Ahava means, what true Ahava means, Bez Hashem, and get married, so know when the Rashida said that years ago, the Yeshiva was much smaller then, it meant it, the Maloy Muvan Hamila. So Rish Yeshiva who loved each and every one of you, B'lei V'nefesh. A Godel Hador that loved each and every one of us, B'lei V'nefesh. We have to feel that. Oy, Yidagu Kol Chavura. Ve'veist, I said to this younger man, I said, Eivish Tehez Azah Briya. Azah Briya in the belt, Azah Briya, Briya which is Ma'al for all our Musogim of Odom, all Musogim of Teva. Eivish has Azah Briya in his belt. Ve'veist, how much is Aymer on that schuz, on his chuyos? Mir Yeshiva Zichach. It's supposed to be with Mir Yeshiva. The Oyem HaTayra, Klai Yisrael, very based. The Eivshar has a Zahar Briya. A Tzinor Siyata Rishmaya, Lo Yehuman, Lo Yehuman in the last 22 years to build Altsin Eivra Lateva. Years ago, 17 years ago, Megavris, my younger son, and I had a tifa shayla ben on l'chaveri, who should be the model. Not going into the details, either Araplani, it was a major shayla. So I went to Rav Chaim Grim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the goyim, the gedolei hador, to ask him the shayla. And he was clearing back and forth. Maybe this person could find out from him what he's expecting, maybe this person could find out from him what he's expecting. He was clearing back and forth with the Tifa Shaila, and all of a sudden he interrupted his machshavus and he said, Veistach, Azah Shaila dachem fregner of Nosan Svi Finkel. I looked at him. How many Shailas did Nosan Svi Finkel ask Rav Chaim Brim? How many Shailas, how many eights is Meshach to use of Nosan Svi Finkel? Rav Chaim Brim is old enough to be his father, Talmidim, Hagdailim, the Chazan Ish. What's meant it? Azah Shaila Dachim Fregner of Nosan Svi. And he explained, he said, this Shaila needs a lot of Siyata Rishmaya. A lot of Siyata Rishmaya. If Nosan Svi chalked Mir Yeshiva Azayim Plates, Erhot Siyata Rishmaya. If Nosan Svi carries Mir Yeshiva on his shoulders, he has Siyata Rishmaya. Adam Godel. Echem Gidele Beni Hador. Azah Shaila Dachim Fregner of Nosan Svi. I don't think he meant because he's a Rosh Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva. That wasn't his nusach. You can't say Rosh Yeshiva, it's the Sakhar Yeshiva is an adult. Et shokt Mir Yeshiva of Zayim Plaitzis. He carries Mir Yeshiva on his shoulders. Erhot Siyata Rishmai. Chesnish, what's supposed to be? I don't know what's supposed to be in the belt in the Briya Chesnish. Avos, Mestama, Chesaleinish. Over there, and him on Mustama, we feel more. This young man told me as he went down to the kever about an hour and a half ago, in Haragosha, he said the words to Rebbeinu Shlom, "Sach lanu shar beis nil shar." Mustama, Rishiva can do it. I've done that for 7 Hasfedim. Oh, but what about us? So I don't know what to say in the Magriya, whatever, just a couple of machshavas. One question in the Kudava I think is nogea to all of us. And the details aren't important, but when the yeshiva came to the yeshiva, he wasn't holding where we were holding when we came to the yeshiva. He wasn't holding where we were holding. He wasn't coming from where we came from to yeshiva. He wasn't coming from the Mekoymis that we came from, Mekoymis Atar that we came from. He wasn't coming from in the, he wasn't holding where we were coming. If we would walk into the yeshiva the way he walked into the yeshiva, it's not, we wouldn't have been accepted into the yeshiva. And this American Volker from Chicago learned in Beis Medrash the Torah in Chicago and Hannah Sachs High School in Chicago, became the Lo Yeumen Ki Yesupar, a gadol in Musogim, which is beyond Musogim, I feel of Mustamu, Sach Gedolim. It's a grace of Mechayev, no? It's a grace of Mechayev. When you read the story, it's the art scrolls, you know, about this one, where he was when he was 10 years old and where he wasn't. This last night, just yesterday by the Levaya, Rabbi Schwartzman Zatzal said a story that he told the Volker, the 21-year-old Volker. He asked how old he is, 21. He says, oh, when I was your age, I already finished Yerushalmi twice. But most of the street didn't say that at the age of 21. Certainly not what Schwartzman would have said at the age of 18 or the age of 17. By the age of 21, most of the street could say more than we all could say. But Not Rav Dov Schwartzman said. It's a Mordik and Mechayiv that it's Shaykh, a person, as all American as they come. Excuse me, how about Nati Megareh, the Freud Yeshiva at the time. As all American as they could come, Chicago, Midwest America. To become who he became, it's a Mordik and Mechayiv for us, I think. Not Chas V'Shalom that we should reach his darga. But to the dargas that we could strive towards. Not to be who we are. I come from this kind of background, this is my mentality, this is my that. Sometimes people ask me where I come from. I say St. Louis. Sometimes I'm myself, it's not true, I come from Kiss Yakovitz. I don't come from St. Louis. I come from Tachas Kisei HaKovet. St. Louis is a far distance from Kisei HaKovet. St. Louis that I grew up in, today it's a little bit closer, but St. Louis I grew up in is very, very, very far from Kisei HaKovet. Or with a shekin. What do you mean come from St. Louis? I come from St. Louis. I come from Tachas Kisei HaKovet. I was deposited in St. Louis. And the yeshiva Zatzal was deposited in Chicago. Not until the yeshiva in Chicago that I learned. Wasn't there then, but later the yeshiva sent up one of the choshes to walk from here to tell the yeshiva in Chicago of the after yeshiva he learned in of the I just feel it's a mechayev. We spoke last week a little bit about the Indian of Odom. Atem Kruim Odom, we said to Parshas Breishis, there's the Odom, Parshas Breishis, the Briyas HaOlam, Briyas HaOdom, the Odom is the whole Tachas HaBriya, the Nezah HaBriya, Odom. That's the beginning of Parshas Breishis. At the end of Parshas Breishis, everything switches over. Vayinochem, Emches HaOdom, Malpneho HaAdomo, they are, it's Emches HaOdom. Rav Hashem says the whole thing, all kaput, the whole thing, the whole exciting Briya that you just learned about. The Oilam and the Odom, Fafalin, Emches, the Odom, and along with him, the Ganze Bria, didn't work. This is not the Odom. Das ist nicht Odom. Odom Arishim was Odom, but by the time you get to the end of Parsha, Odom is gone. This is not Odom. This human race is not Odom. For this human race, I wouldn't create a world. This is not Odom the Klau. Noyach Motzachem Ve'ine Hashem. Noach. Motze chen v'eini Hashem. So who's that Adam we said? There's an Adam, which is Adam. Not Godel, not Talmud Chochom, not Rosh Yeshiva, not Magid Shir, not Mashgiach, not Rav. Adam. Pshuto k'mashmoy Adam. Who is that Adam? We mentioned Parshas Tanchuma, let's not go into it now, I'm beginning Parshas Noach, but it came out of Mori Diki Yisoyit. Ayidei HaTorah, Atem Nikroim Odom. The Torah has to make a person, the person that's the Odom, not the God, not the person that's the Odom, the Atem Kruim Odom, Klal Yisrael's Kruim Odom. That Odom is created Ayidei HaTorah. The Torah has to create the Adam. The rest of the human race is all Geitarayin and their Emche. But Nishki Ben for a Klal Yisrael. As we spoke about last week. Today I had a new Hargosha. You do what Taisa says over there in Maaser of Akiva. Taisa says, Derechu b'hoylech lilmoid shenasa Adam Godel. Taisa says, the Derech. It's the derech of a hoylech lilmoid. Person goes to learn Torah. That he's nasa adam gadol. He becomes an adam gadol. Some of you have heard me say this in the past, that this tesis is more kashya than any other tesis in Shas. I'm from the bigger ones. Derechu b'hoylech lilmoid. Derechu. It's a derech. It's a derech. If I open the store and I step foot, then I'll be out in the hallway. Derechu. Derechu. You all got in here because the derech. When you step through the threshold this way, you're inside the room. Derechu. So it says derechu. It's a derechu b'hoylech lilmoid shenasa adam gadol. The yeshiva was not a kasha in this tesis. Nasa adam gadol. We had a sack school in Chicago. Nasa adam gadol. Oh, but that's the derech b'hoylech lilmoid. Of a highlight lilmoid is a highlight lilmoid, not the subject of Torah Kedusha, not to know the ideas of Torah Kedusha, but to learn it. The lashon of the Tanchum, I think over there is that's brought down in the Mefarshim over there is a kala oisa Torah la'amitoi, oisa Torah la'amitoi, kilu bara v'asa es atzma. A Hoylech Lilmoid becomes Adam. And my Hagosha is, you know what Adam is? Adam is Adam God. That's God. Because in everybody, in every Yid, there's Godless. The Godless that lived in each and every one of us. People that come from St. Louis can't have Godless. Or from Chicago. But people that come from Kisei HaKovod, Tachas Kisei HaKovod, if that's where they come from, selecting their gadlus, not katnus. And Mahagosha was nasa adam gadol. Adam gadol certainly doesn't mean a shteller in Klal Yisrael. Adam gadol. When the adam is gadol, he's gadol ba'koil. He's gadol. Alts is gadol. Everything is gadol. Pashtet a gadlus b'teira. The gadlus b'teira b'shishiva. I'm not going to talk about it right now. It would be disingenuous for me to talk about it. From the time he came to Mir Yeshiva, until he turned 21, if you try to find out what he was doing during that time, you'll hear a little bit. Oh, but the godless, not just godless in Torah, knowing Torah, Havas Torah, godless in Odom. Nasa Odom Gobel. Torah makes a mensch, and the Adam, Atem Kruim Adam, the Adam, that's the Adam, that's the only Adam, not to Mahalchim. It's godless, a person's made out of Torah, he has godless in out. It's a different musig of Adam, a different musig in Ganson. She was a different musig. My album Eva from all over Musogim of Teva, a different music. the Ben Olam Chavera. Musog HaYatzeru Ben Olam Chavera is Mahalakta B'drochov. It's not what the world calls Midas Tevis, it's Mahalakta B'drochov that's in Elokus, going in Darach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Kulay Metiv. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a nice saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom is HaTayv HaMetiv. There is no taking by Rebbeinu Shalom, there is no Ra by Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom is HaTayv HaMetiv. Rebbeinu Shalom is nice. So what's a person supposed to be? What's for Lachta B'drochav? What are we supposed to strive towards? In Akdomotis, you're doing Akdomotis Nefesh HaChaim, the son writes over there, that my father of Chaim, Voloshana, used to be mochiach me from time to time when I wasn't feeling perhaps the tsar of other people the way I should. I don't know if I'm quoting verbatim, but kimat. Gizek kolo odom. Loy la'atzmoy nivro, said of Chaim Voloshana. Person wasn't created for himself. Rak lohoyo la'achrini, only to be helped, to help the other person. Rak lohoyel lachrini, b'chol asher timsa b'koychoy lasas. B'chol asher timsa b'koychoy lasas. We spoke last week about going to the Reishis, understanding, going back to the beginning, the understanding what a person is b'chol, not from where we're standing now, but going back to the beginning, thought of Chaim Voloshana, loy la'atzmar nivro, rak lohoyel lachrini. Let's understand what it's all about in our bein odom l'chaveiroi. And our tzugan to other yidden, what's it all about? The klal, I'm not in the picture. All the atzmai nivra, rak lohayol lachrini. Maybe you have some kashas in the Zuchayim Voloshana. Maybe you don't understand it. Put the kashas aside. Put them on a shelf somewhere and take them down when it's right to take them down. It's not in the game. This is what he says. Those out there, let's just see what he says. I know the Tam Chochem, my neighbor, I was told that he said he still doesn't understand. Oh, but Azay Zuchayim Voloshana. Sometimes we have questions, therefore we can't understand what we're hearing. Those lots of Chaim Voloshana. You understand that? What do you mean that? It's not, there's no self. Nivro. He's going back to the Reishis. He's going back to the Reishis. Let's start to go back to being. What was this all about? What is Adam all about? Loi la'atzmei nivro. Rak lohoi la'achrini. B'chol ha'shetim sebekoichai la'asos. That's what we saw with Rishida. B'chol ha'shetim sebekoichai. Gansin fra'yena. Mesias Hashem v'seid ha'vikuach, when he speaks about v'olach to v'drochav, in our Mesias Hashem, he also says, ha'tovo, everything, ha'tovo ha'amitis, that's what's v'olach to v'drochav, the klal is ha'tovo ha'amitis, being mative. And the seid ha'vikuach, I think he says a lotion that his person has to be liboy nutuya tomid ela ha'tovo. A person's heart should constantly be leaning towards ha'tovo. Alts for Yenim. It's a different voice. It's a different musa. Taka that Asifa, when the Bokhu was Nifter, Rashiva Zechon of the Bracha said, Hashem Chaim Zed Finkel, the Mashkiach Zechon of the Bracha. He said a zog. But the Mashkiach used to say, you walk, how many times do you walk up and down the steps in Mir Yeshiva during the day? Up for davening, down for breakfast, up for seder, down for lunch. How many people do you pass on the staircase of Mir Yeshiva? If I remember correctly, he quoted, Wie sagt man nicht a good morning? How don't you say good morning? He didn't say, if I remember correctly, you pass people, you should say good morning. Pass me, you should say good morning. The world's apart. It's worlds apart. A person who's out for Yenim, Rak Lohoyel Achrini, Sadar Kashi, Vizot Minishta Good Morning. I just walked up the steps. There was a Yid here. The Eibishter created me at this moment to be Mahana this Yid. I see it's a Yid. Tell him Elohim, a Ben Elohim, Ben Melech. Akashi, Vizot Minishta Good Morning. How do you not say good morning? It's a far distance, a far cry from saying, I should say good morning. It's me to tell you to say good morning. You should say good morning. It's under the notes. It's almost be cuts on cuts. He's not the least. I mean, I'm not supposed to be quoted there then. Liba netu yatomid el ha'tova. Loi la'atzman nivrak lahoy la'achrini. What is that? That's a godel hador. That's a reshiv mi reshiv ne. Odom. Loi la'atzman nivrak lahoy la'achrini. Odom. Odom. If we're not holding by experiencing what it means to be Odom, so we have to strive towards it. We have to strive towards it. Or not put it aside because I come from America and America doesn't produce Odom. America is just a steer to Odom. Though Metzias is not Odom. Torah produces Odom, not America. Torah produces Odom. Not produces a psa yeshivishe, a frume, a gainisha, a londisha, a boki, a chayil younger man. Odom. 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 A tempering Odom. This young man said, without all the stories, this young man said to me, we're talking about the Bochum Pram, we don't realize, he says to me, he says, no, we were Zeicher to see Odom. We were Zeicher to see Odom. Famous story, famous, Reborach Be'er, was it Reborach Be'er? Rabbi Shaul Salanter. I think it was Rabbi Shaul Salanter. Says, I understand Darwin. I understand Darwin. Why he thinks a person descended from a monkey. Ed came on the no, it wasn't, it was Talmud Rabbi Shaul. That was it. If you remember who, he says, I understand him. He never saw Israel. He never saw Adam. He never saw Adam. He never saw Adam. So Fabosnitz, again, interesting theory. They have a monkey for a grandfather, Fabosnitz. At came on the then the Rebbe of Israel. But the mayor of New York, sorry, I'm not a bucky, John. I don't know what the schnapps is and what the mayor is. Johnny Walker, Johnny Walker, the mayor of New York. Whichever one. But. Mayor of New York, when he made a presentation of the key of New York to Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, without knowing the shtickle, he said, Rabbi Leibowitz disproves Darwin's theory. Because such a person could only have been created by God. By God. Odom. Let me see Odom. Years ago, I was in a taxi. I don't remember what the driver was. He had a yarmulke, didn't have a yarmulke. I told him I want to go to Mir Yeshiva many years ago, about 20 years ago. Yeshiva was still living on far away from Yeshiva then, called Yisrael Brocha. And he said, oh, Rabbi Finkel's Yeshiva. He says, yeah. And you know, he says, yeah, I take him a lot of times in a taxi. Mamish, I wish I could remember to tell you, I don't remember the lashon, he said. Whatever he said, I felt like, oh, the Rashi must say so many things to him. I said, well, he talks, he says, no, he's quiet in the dancing. But his shtika, his aura, says so much. And on the way to the Levaya today, I was in a taxi, a friar driver without a yarmulke, young person, I'm in his 30s. I told him, I don't know how far we're going to get because there's a Levaya. He said, there's a Levaya. I said, Rashi, Rav Finkel. And we got to a red light there because he had to stop. And he puts his hands on his head. He was not holding himself back from crying. I thought he must also take the reshiva. I said, you knew the reshiva. He couldn't answer me. He was busy. But after the light turned green, we started driving. I said, Ayalacha is a keshem reshiva. He said, Lani, lo yikrati oto yishita. I never met him. Of Masha Shemati Aluf. Odom. Odom zot. Young man I was speaking to, together we developed Sahar Gosha. We all know Yisrael, Kutshabrichu, Yisrael, by Yeraisa Chadhu. For some reason we sing in a different order. I'm not sure why, it was many years ago. Simchas Torah was in Stephens Yeshiva's Torah Or. Mashkiach, the Hatzach, the Baruch of Zedel walked by me. And they were singing Yisrael, by Yeraisa, Kutshabrichu. He said, I don't know why, it's not the order. It's not much in sense. Yisrael v'Yeraisa v'Kutshabrichu. Think about it, it's a little bit out of order. It's not the order of the Lashon HaZohar, I don't think. But anyway, Kutshabrichu v'Yeraisa. So, normally we understand that Klal Yisrael with the Torah and the Baruch Shalom with the Alts Aints. But he was saying this, you know, and said, Often you see someone, think about someone, he has Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael. So he stands out in Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael means he's involved with people, he has to be connected to people. Who's Tzutzuk mention, and you see the Avos Yisrael. So then you don't see the Dveikus in Torah. Also be Dovah in Torah, also be Dovah, but you don't see. But some of those Kuloi Dovah in Torah HaKadosh, no, you don't see so much the connection with Klal Yisrael. You can't. Everybody has their place. He's Dovah called Kula B'Teira. Well, when Rosh Hashiva said he saw Musik, I said, man, this is El Bazaar. Kol Kuloi Dovah in Torah. Musogim V'Yadar Musogim. Kol Kuloi Dovah in Avos Yisrael and Yadar Einar. So I said, Mestom, because it's Kucha Brichu. Kuchavichu v'Yisrael v'Eraych Zachadu. Vos is Teir. Teir is Ribbono Shalom. And Vos is Yisrael, Ribbono Shalom. Someone who has a musig of Teir, Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus in Teir and Dveikus in Yisrael. Beis Olam, Magid Shia from one of the Balish. She was Bali Tshuva. Years ago was a Talmud of Mir Yeshiva. He said, when he's telling his children the Basura this morning, he had a Hargosha. This came out of his mouth. He said, I remember when he came to Mir Yeshiva, he came from a modern Orthodox background. Didn't make so much sense he should come to Mir Yeshiva at the time. Didn't really fit in exactly. He put on a hand jacket because he had the achetz, but he didn't. He said, I realized that's because of Shiva. I felt mukubal by him. I felt accepted by him. I felt accepted because I wanted to work hard. Because I wanted to work hard, and I felt as accepted as anybody else in the world. I felt as choshev. So that's why I am where I am today. I don't know if I'm saying anything to you. I feel state called Moisif Gureya. Maybe I'm not being Moisif anything that was said, but also I feel. I don't know if any of you were inside the Beis Medrash today. If you were Yizuche, never heard. So many grown men crying. There's a reason for that. But Befal, Rashiva, Befal, get up and say, Ovi, Ovi. You became Rosh Hashivas at the same time. You used to be roommates. I'm not sure who's older, but Pashas, I think Befal is older, I'm not sure. He says he was our father. Someone himself says, tell him. Andre Musogim. And this is the boy from Chicago. The boy from Chicago who Al Yidei HaTorah became Adam. Adam Musogim. Musogim of Torah. Musogim of Dveikus. Musogim of Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Musogim of Adam. Rabbi Sa'i Tzimachayev B'chor all of us. Machamol, not to reach his darga. Over Tzimachayev us to strive and to reach. Find out, who am I? Who am I? Not my opinions from here, my opinions from there, and the way I see things this, I see things that. Where do I come from? That's where I come from, Tachas Kisei HaKovet. And I'm part of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Atem Kruyim Adam. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, Shnikru Reishis. And Al Yidei HaTorah, that's the way a person becomes Adam. Different Musogim. The Rosh Hashiva Zichron Baruch is Mechayev us not to write him off as a Godel, as a great Rosh Hashiva. Someone to write articles about, hear stories about, write a book about, to wow over. discover who we are. To strive towards Olam. See, I had this hagosha at the Levaya Meshiva, Chaim Shmelzer Zichron LeBracha. The Levaya was here in Yerushalayim in front of Torah Ur. There were big signs on the streets. A lot of people came, but they had no idea who this person was. And I was thinking that during the Hespedim, people standing there listening, were standing there, you know, thinking, well, Malach Hashem Tzvokas, Mamash. This is a gewaldic feeling for a Talmud to feel that other people are getting such an impression. I said, there's one problem. So Malach Hashem Tzvokas is not Mechayev us at all. Malach Hashem Tzvokas. You're Malach. It's not Mechayev us. I spoke this out in the Shloshim. I said, but we who was Talmidim knew that he was not a Malach. He was Adam, the Moloi Moving Amila. Adam. And if he was Adam, Adam can't become a Malach. In Daimel Rabcha, Malach Hashem Tzvokas. In Daimel Malach. Malach can't be. Baruch Hashem. Adam. Adam is Mechayiv. Adam is Mechayiv. And Godless is Godless. Everybody has Godless in them. To bring our Godless. I have no right to talk. I'm much older than you. That many years further behind. Rabbi L'Chofa was the one to share with you this Hagosha. Akaras HaTev that we had to have, we have no Musaq Falakal. It's Lo Ya'uman Ki Yisufa. Akaras HaTev in Gashmi, Akaras HaTev in Gansimir Yeshiva. Gansimir Yeshiva. It's Lo Ya'uman Ki Yisufa. Akaras HaTev in Ruchni, it's said in the beginning, where base, who knows? Who knows on what's chuyas? What's chuyas? Who knows? Who knows? I remember by the Levaya, this finished off with this story by Levaya of Rebbetz and Brimel and Shalom. She was a friend of Ocha, got it to be masmid. I don't know, for two things. He was crying and he called out, Mama, Mama. Mama, Mama. Rebbetz and Brim was, that's what we called it, Mama. Mama of Klal Yisrael, a Mama. And he said over what they said over today that he used to say over from Chaim Shmulevitz, it's well known today was the yard site of Mama Rochel. From Chaim Shmulevitz used to stand at the camera and he used to say, it says, Mine Kailech mi Bechi, Pasuk says, stop crying. And Chaim Shalal used to say, but I, Chaim Shalal, would say, vain, Mama, vain. Cry for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Tzvi said this over at Levaya of Rebbe Tzimrimel HaShom. Vain, Mama. As Hashem Rishashiva, as Hashem will vain, as Taka Abba, Tata for Klal Yisrael, for all of us for sure. He loved us, each and every one of us, in a way that we can only hope that we'll all love our children. Praise Hashem's for us. I have no suggestions. It's one suggestion is let's try to figure out not how to learn from Rashiva, what to do. One Zach I'll just mention, he said by my wife's Levaya, he said, at that time, everybody, men, women, and children, after they said, should be kaveh to learn Musa. He said, 5 minutes, he said, let's learn Musa. That's what he said, to learn Musa. Learn Torah was the vacus in Torah, that stuff, and Zichel learned from them, and we'll hear from others about that. But we said it to Levaya, that wasn't something to learn from my wife. She said, as Levaya, though, everybody should be Kaveya to learn Musa. Men, women said, children, I don't know what age, I don't remember. First, we have to learn to have our Karas at Torah, Rashida. I always have a shayla. I don't know the answer to the shayla. I'm not giving it to Chocho. The Shiva asked and said, we're not allowed to have this in this medrash. To bring it in. So it says in the Tetlach in Yeshiva. Bakosha, the Tetlach in Yeshiva. Things used to hurt the Rosh Yeshiva. Then he was starting to cry when he asked the Bokhman not to rent cars by this money. I'm not mentioning that as a Nikud, I'm talking about the crying, but I'm not bringing out the Nikud, he was talking about that. Just talking about this idea of things hurt him. This is one of those things that hurt. He built this yeshiva. He built this yeshiva, there's not another human being on the face of the earth that has done anything like it and could do anything like it with Ayah. Kulo Yitzino Siyata Shmaya, the Maya Viderka Teva, I found him that hard to believe. But he wanted from us. He wanted from us, Tayra. I myself, I should be voiced to say, but when I was offered to be Mashgiach from Lakewood, it was a decision, a hard decision to make. It was about 5 weeks speaking to him once a week, off and on. But the first thing he said to me is, that's what you want to do? You don't want to be a market chair? I want to tell you. Musa. Ve'al ha'chaver ha'achtus. Ha'achtus. I don't know, it was just a few years ago, at Hanukkah Mesiva. Maybe it was last year, I don't know. But he asked the Olam, 2 years ago. Two Bakoshas. I don't remember the other Bakosha. But one Bakosha was everybody should turn to the person sitting next to him and ask him his name. Empire, the biggest empire of terror. Everybody should turn to the person next to him and ask him his name. Nice story. Godless. It didn't come from someone who has a nice feeling of Bokhash know each other. It comes from the Eirush Hashtet Yisrael V'Yoraisa, excuse me, V'Chabrichu V'Yoraisa V'Yisrael Chadhu. Eirush Hashtet was the main Odom. Eirush that understands, that steigt into what is Odom. Someone understands what it means. Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, which was spoken about today. He said, Shal Shuddas the Shabbos in Brachot. Mir Yeshiva has to be Ish Echo V'Lev Echo. That was his tzavo, he said. When he said to turn to the person next to you, it wasn't coming from, it's nice to know the name of the person next to you. It's a shame of Zach. Achtus, Yeshiva, like us Americans think Achtus is, you know, Achtus. And Achtus can be in all sorts of forms also. You know, do all sorts of things together. Achtus. It came from Vi Zogt Min Nishta Gud Mar. How could you not say Gud Mar? Kal Yisrael. Nei Teir. Mir Yeshiva. Okay, I'm going to stop now because I have no place to stop. She should help. Yeshiva's Rav Chaim Brim should be... When I went into Rav Chaim Brim. Okay, one more. Zrebetzin. No, he's sitting still for Zrebetzin. And I walked through the door there. A couple of years before, I was very ill. The doctors had given percentages, like Tom, 70% chance of survival. Same with the lungs, it's a collapsed lung, infection. And Revitzin Brim Allah Shalom used to daf me. From that day on, my name was Simcha Daniel Ben Lachoma. If my wife called her and said it was the wife of Simcha Ellis, she would say Simcha Daniel Ben Lachoma. And when she was nifter, I was scared. I was nervous. But I knew that every single day she was dying for me. I knew that. And I remembered that when the mother, Evelyn Scheinberg's sister, the mother of the Mashkiach, the Moshe Aaron Zatzal, Moshe Aaron Stern, was nifter. I went to Menachem Oval, and he mentioned something about she said he was also sick. He was sick, and she said that as long as I'm alive, I'll hold you out. He was nifter soon afterwards, suddenly. And I was a little nervous, but I wasn't going to say anything to anybody. Not the type of thing that a nervous person would say. And I walked into the door of Chaim Bim's house. He was in the room there, facing the doorway. And there were people around him, Menachem Oval, elderly people. And I was standing in the door, and he saw me. And he picked his head up, and he said, "Daigenisht. Daigenisht. Just like she worked for you over here, she'll work for you over there." In the doorway, she said, he said, "Don't worry, don't worry." Just like she said that even though when the number got to 3,000, it was his, it used to be his, one of his projects. He wants to know the name of every bocher in yeshiva, to know it well, to remember every bocher. But at that point, by studies, it sounds like he said he's not sure if he remembers, doesn't know if he remembers all the names, but I love each and every one of them. That's what we're doing here. That's what our Hatzlach has been built on. That's what the Hatzlach of all the Talmidei Yeshiva has been built on. The Eivish Hashem. And who knows the Hatzlach of how much of Klal Yisrael has been built on. The Eivish Hashem should be merachim on us. When we said the Pesuk in this Pasuk this morning, Hinei lo yonim v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, I don't know why at that time this Pasuk hit me differently last afternoon by the Levaya. He's not sleeping. He's not sleeping. The Shomer is not sleeping. Ribbono Shomer Yisrael. And even though the mitzvah was laying there, it's hard to understand. Wow. Mishpatecha Toim Ravo. Overhead in Agosha, the Shomer Yisrael is not sleeping. He's not sleeping. The Eivish Shabbat Hashem, Rachma V'Tuvah Godel, the Mashi to take care of us, and the Yeshiva, and all of us, and Kal Yisrael. And the Shiva Shitaka be a good to better, just like he worked for us over here. As they be at the Avid, caught with Chaim Bim's Lashon, as they be at Garbage for Unz Dorn, that the Avid for Unz Dorn, that the Shem will work for us in Vakal Yisrael. And Taka be Bikayer Rikim, being that the Shem will curve, that the Shem will be the good Shlaim of Mehemim.